Life Audio.
You are listening to Hope for Women with Father Wounds, episode 22. God the Father is Merciful. I am your host, Kia Stevens. This podcast is for women who have experienced pain in their father-daughter relationship as a result of divorce, abandonment, abuse, incarceration, addiction, or a physically present but emotionally absent father. The aim of this podcast is to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. If you are benefiting from this podcast and think it might help another woman, I encourage you to share it with a friend, rate and comment and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Today, I am going to be talking about the attribute of God being merciful. If ever there was a phrase that you hear repeatedly as a Christian, it would be grace and mercy. We have written songs, Bible studies, poems, books, plays, television shows, and podcasts all on this phrase, grace and mercy. And you would think that I would have my understanding down as a Southern Bible Belt resident who has literally grown up in the church, but I honestly still get the two confused. The common definition for grace is the unmerited or undeserved favor of God. In the Bible, God found favor with Noah when the vast majority of humankind were seen as wicked. God found favor with Moses and said that God spoke to Moses face to face as man speaks with his friends. But our focus today is not on grace, but rather on its counterpart, mercy. I only wanted to talk about grace so that I could show the contrast between the two. The definition of mercy is compassion, forgiveness shown towards someone whom it is within one's power to punish or harm. That someone in this case would be God. And it might lead you to say, why would God punish or harm? It is easy when you hear a statement like the one I just said to get fixated on the punitive words like punish and harm. But in doing this, we run the risk of missing the greater truth. And that is the reality that the punishment and the harm that is rightfully deserved because of our sin is averted when mankind embraces the mercy that came through Jesus, God's Son. Yes, there is an aspect of God that pertains to his wrath and his righteous judgment, but there is also mercy where he withholds the punishment for what we rightfully deserve. God's mercy triumphs over his judgment. In our finite human understanding, we do not fully grasp the gravity and the consequences of our sin. In all honesty, we rarely even say the word, let alone embrace the fact that we do sin often. But the reality is, we all sin. Sin is purposefully disobeying the rules of God. Not only do we all sin, we are prone to minimize, dismiss, ignore, and repeat our sin. The Bible highlights that we cannot even know our own heart. And whether we like it or believe our sin requires a payment or penalty, prior to Christ, we needed a priest to atone for us. But because of God's mercy, preventing us from receiving what we rightfully deserve, God sent his Son to come and be a sin offering for us once and for all. His love for us compelled him to do the unthinkable on our behalf so that we might have eternal life. The attribute of God being merciful demonstrates how much God loves us. I have two sons, and I would not sacrifice them for a righteous person, let alone a sinner that would probably not appreciate the lavish gift of salvation anyway. What would motivate a holy God to send his Son to die for a sinful people? There is only one answer that makes sense. Love. God's radical, audacious, unexplainable, compassionate love motivates him to be merciful to us. If you have ever found yourself doubting whether or not God loves you, you need only look to the last thing you needed forgiveness for and realize that is a blatant reminder that you are loved by God. He does not condemn, blame, reject, or ignore you. He loves you lavishly. For every person that is a recipient of God's mercy, that is also a simultaneous reminder that we are loved by God the Father. He loves us so much that he gives us abundant opportunities to have our sin slate wiped clean by the blood of Christ Jesus. No one else in our lives will ever be that merciful. Everyone else has a limit. Parents, bosses, friends, fans, and spouses all have limits. But God's mercy never runs out. He stands waiting to receive us if we are willing to accept the mercy that he so freely gives. We see it all throughout Scripture. I am particularly gripped by the compassion God shows women in the Bible. He included Ruth, Rahab, and Bathsheba in the genealogy of Jesus. He was compassionate toward the Samaritan woman. He was merciful to the woman caught in adultery. He was anointed by Mary of Bethany. He healed the woman with an issue of blood and called her daughter. How much more will he do for you and I? Ladies, God is merciful. Choosing to fixate on his mercy is an overwhelming reminder of his undeserved kindness, compassion, forgiveness, and love that is available for us 24 hours a day. If we were to take out a piece of paper and enumerate all the ways we have sinned throughout our entire lives, in our speech, in our action, in our thoughts, in our youth, and in adulthood, we would likely have multiple pages illuminating our sinful nature. Even if we just took our sinful actions from the last month or just from today, God's mercy is the equivalent of taking a red marker and writing the words forgiven in huge letters, all caps, on the front of the paper and the back of those pieces of paper too. Our sin debt has been paid in full. God is saying, you will not receive what you deserve because of my mercy, which is backed by my lavish love. It is not deserved. You cannot buy it, earn it, or brown nose for it. Mercy is yours if you accept it, given by our compassionate and loving Heavenly Father. So let me ask you, sis, when have you experienced God's mercy? Where in your life have you averted the punishment that you rightfully deserved? I don't know about you, but I am the poster child for God's mercy. God has shown me mercy countless times, and I am forever grateful. Sis, God did not come for the perfect. He came for the broken, the hurting, the sinful. He came for the fatherless. He came for all mankind, and we are not disqualified by our sin, shame, or our mistakes. If we choose to accept his lavish gift of salvation, mercy is ours. So what are you waiting on? Accept the gift of God's mercy and embrace his lavish love for you. You've been listening to the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, episode 22, God the Father is Merciful. I hope this episode has been an encouragement to you, and I want you to know whether your dad is deceased, absent, divorced, unavailable, incarcerated, or you don't know who he is, sis, there is hope for you. Hope to be healed, hope to be secure, hope to be free, completely free. Hope to be satisfied with the love of God. Yes, there is hope for women with father wounds.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
This was episode 22 of Hope for Women with Father Wounds. I am your host, Kia Stevens. And if you are benefiting from this podcast and think it might just help another woman, I encourage you to share it with a friend. Rate, comment, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Be sure and check out the links associated with this podcast so you can access several free resources for you. Also, I'm excited to announce that I will be publishing my first book for women with father wounds on March 7th, 2023. So be sure and subscribe to my blog at www.kiastevens.com so you don't miss any updates. Thanks for listening to this episode, and I hope you will join me for episode 23. God the Father is concerned about you.
Hope for Women with Father Wounds is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review so that more listeners can find us. You can learn more about Kia Stevens and her ministry, The Father Swap, by visiting kiastevens.com and fatherswap.com. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Steven Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, just head over to lifeaudio.com.
Found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Yant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.